I'm VP of Product Management at Veeam Software. Product management means different things in different companies. In Veeam, it means that I run an R&D group in St. Petersburg, Russia. So I own various products and components and features and the roadmap and the strategy for that. The Veeam Management Pack for System Center being one of those. I wrote the first version of that management pack actually back when I worked for NWorks. I know some of the guys in the room have heard of that name. NWorks was acquired by Veeam in 2008, and now I run the team that continues to build this management pack. And it's one way to get apt-to-metal visibility of your modern data center, your virtualized data center, in System Center. It's a very much a native plugin for System Center. And some of you probably use System Center every day. Some of you maybe don't use it every day, but you understand the value that System Center brings to your business. I guess that's why you're here. And what do I want to talk about today? I think that covers everything, right? The past, the present, and the future. But I don't want to talk about trends in IT industry, the move to cloud, and the change of mobile, bring your own device, all of that stuff. Those are great conversations. Those are very relevant conversations. And you'll have those conversations this week as well. What I want to do is show you, demonstrate actual tools, the technologies that you need to have a view of the past, the present, and the future in your data center right now to get that complete visibility that's going to give you that superhero X-ray vision and let you effectively manage an efficient, modern, virtualized data center. I will show the Veeam Management Pack, of course, but I think the principles I'm going to talk about will apply to every technology you're trying to manage. You've got to have a view of the past. You've got to analyze that data you've collected. You've certainly got to stay in the present and keep the lights on, and you've also got to think of the future. And we're going to talk about the tools and the techniques that you can achieve that with. But I'll do a very high-level overview of what the Veeam Management Pack is and where it fits, and actually where Veeam fits overall in completing this picture of a modern data center. And to me, it's always been all about the app, and I don't mean smartphone apps here. I'm talking about applications and services in your data center, like Exchange Server, like SQL Server, like the websites, the payroll applications, whatever you're using to provide internal IT services or public-facing, whatever it is. Those applications are core to the business. That's what you care about. They've got to keep running. They've got to be available. And virtualization is one of the technologies that helps you keep them available. Helps you be more agile, helps you provision faster, all of the great stuff that you're going to hear about this week that System Center does enable. Those applications run on an operating system, let's say Windows Server. And when you've got Microsoft System Center, if you think back to before virtualization, each application, each operating system was probably on a physical server. It was in a rack in your data center somewhere. You could go and point to it and say, my application runs here. You could push a System Center agent there, Operations Manager agent, and it would understand the operating system, the application there. It can see the hardware of this physical box right there. You could also back it up. You'd probably plug in a tape drive, and you'd back up that machine, the tape right there. And everything was in one physical box. The resources were there. The app was there. System Center could monitor and manage that. You got everything covered, right? Everything's fine. But what happens when you virtualize? What happens when you want to modernize? What happens now that those applications and operating systems are sharing resources of the physical host server? They're running in virtual machines on top of Hyper-V or VMware vSphere. And that itself is a layer on top of the actual physical hardware, the connected storage, networking, all shared, all interacting now, all overlapping. And you can't go to probably one server in your data center and say, my application is here. It it's shared, it's distributed, it's moving around, it's vMotioning, migrating. And that becomes a management challenge. You have got to have this app to metal visibility, an integrated picture, or you won't be able to effectively monitor, manage, troubleshoot, find the root cause of a problem. Because a problem could be in the application, but there could be a performance bottleneck, a hardware failure, something in the virtual layer. And what we bring is our management pack plugs in that whole green area. Everything from the VM through the hypervisor layer, the host hardware, the attached storage and networking, we bring it to System Center and integrate it into that picture. You may have heard of Veeam Backup and Replication. It's a game-changing availability tool. Please come and talk to us at the booth about Veeam Backup. It's really a very disruptive technology, and it was built for virtualization, and that's how you can protect virtual machines, the OS there, the application that runs there. That's another great product from Veeam, but today we'll talk about the Veeam Management Pack and how it pulls that virtualization layer into System Center, where your applications already live. I mean, there's great out-of-box capabilities to monitor Exchange, SQL, Windows Server in System Center. We don't want to reinvent that wheel. We want to bring virtualization, all those different aspects, that new layer of technology, we want to bring it to the System Center party. That's what we want to do. And that is how you'll get app to metal. So I said past, present, and future. I actually like to start with the present. Because one of the most important tasks of IT is what they call keeping the lights on, right? Is my application, is my service healthy right now? Is it available? Is it green or is it red? Do I have users on the help desk saying they can't access this or that? And if it's not healthy, if your service is down right now, today, is it an application problem? Is it an infrastructure problem? You need app to metal to see that. You could be troubleshooting a problem in your Exchange server all day. The problem's not there. The problem is a storage bottleneck on one of your hosts. That's why Exchange is slowing down. And the Exchange team can't fix that. You should be talking to the virtualization team. Or vice versa, the problem might be in Exchange and not in virtualization, but you have to know that. You have to know where the hotspot is, where the real root cause of the problem is. Otherwise, you won't bring the service back. You could fail your SLA. You could have an outage. You could have unplanned downtime, none of which your CEO wants to hear, right? It's really important to remember in this virtualized environment, everything is being shared now. It gives you great capabilities, virtualization. It's why it's been so disruptive. It's why it's everywhere. You're so much more agile and flexible with virtual machines rather than big pieces of tin, right? But at the same time, they're sharing resources, and you have to have that top to bottom, app to middle picture. Know what's sharing what. Know what could be impacting what, so that you can effectively troubleshoot. I mean, I like this picture because it kind of illustrates how you have to stay in the present. The past is important. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about analyzing your historical data. System Center collects a huge amount of historical performance data, configuration data. You've got to leverage that. We'll talk about the future and trending, and forecasting, capacity planning. I mean, this guy, it's a little foggy. It's a little hazy. And he might be thinking about the meeting he just had, or the lunch he just had, the past. He might be thinking about where he'll have dinner tonight or his next vacation, maybe. The past, the future, it's all very important. But he better be also right here, right now, because this car has to stay on the road. Your data center has to stay up and running right now. You need alerting, health, performance, availability of your systems right now. That I would like to jump in and show you. Oink.
Just a second while I also get a view of that screen. System Center Operations Manager. I've worked in System Center since MOM 2000. I think you guys were still at school. I wrote the first version of the VMMP, NWorkxMP, MOM 2005. Then we supported 2007, now 2012. And it's great to work in 2012. It's such an extensible, scalable, fantastic tool for monitoring and alerting. But I mean, it's great for partners like us to integrate into. And that there are a lot of ways we can do that. So for those of you who spend a lot of time in System Center, you know what this is. It's the Operations Manager console. It's the Windows computer view. Those are the computers where you've pushed an Operations Manager agent. Those are the servers in your environment, whatever they're doing, Exchange, SQL, so on. Windows servers, these ones, in my lab. Some of them are red, some of them are green. Well, there's one thing I can't see here, and this is the out-of-box Operations Manager view. I can't see which of these are virtual machines or not. It's not there, out-of-box. There might be some places you can dig and find it, but as I just said, that's really critical information. First of all, your help desk guy, your IT operations team, should at least know, what is this machine virtualized? This server where there seems to be a problem, because the problem could be in the virtual layer. So first of all, they have to know if it's a virtual machine or a physical one. Let me show you one of the kind of simplest and most useful things you can do with the VMMP. There's now an extra two columns in this same view. And I can see that these machines are VMware vSphere, virtual machines. This one is physical. And these guys are Hyper-V virtual machines. By deploying the vManagement pack, adding those columns, I've immediately got that visibility. Well, let's go even further. How about have a look at this one? Let's pop up a diagram of that. This is standard SCOM stuff. Like I say, out of box, System Center is doing a great job of monitoring Windows Server, the applications that run there, SQL, Exchange, it's all included with Operations Manager. You have a lot of great management packs from Microsoft. But understanding that it's a virtual machine, first of all. Here's an object that populates that extra column. There's a whole bunch of information at the bottom about this virtual machine, its configuration, the storage it's using, the networking it's using, which host it's running on. Which host it's running on is a very interesting topic because, like I said, they're sharing the resources of that host, those machines. A problem that comes up on one VM and one service, one app, could be caused by another machine that's consuming everything on that host. You could troubleshoot this problem all day. The source is over here, you'll never find it, unless you have the broader view. One of the tasks, we have a lot of in-context tasks, dashboards that we bring. That one is called Host for this VM. We've actually used the SCOM network vicinity diagram, repurposed that. While it's rendering, I'll talk again about shared infrastructure that you have in a virtual environment. The end user calls the help desk and says their email is slow. It might be the CEO, so you should pay attention. The end user does not call the help desk and say, my email is slow because somebody migrated a monster SQL VM onto the same host as Exchange, and that's causing high CPU latency to the Exchange VM, and that's why my email is slow. The end user does not tell you that. That's our job, right? When management, IT pros, IT operations, it's our job to find that. And here I've popped out
that diagram. And as you saw, out-of-box SCOM is great for monitoring the OS applications. It's got great capabilities built in there. But adding the vManagement pack in just two clicks, well, first of all, I could see it was a VM. Then I opened a diagram, look at the applications. Then I opened this diagram, and now I'm looking at the host. There are all the virtual machines running on that host. You can see if there's a networking problem on that host, a hardware failure, high CPU latency, a memory issue. You can see what the other VMs are doing. Let's pop out another diagram. Because the ability to not just see what's happening, but drill down and get to the real information, that's critical too. Select the host. More dashboards become available in context. This is one we built called the host compute analysis. Historical chart of host compute, CPU and memory. The top virtual machines. And these top dashboards, there is a native Microsoft widget for that. Veeam wrote its own. So our dashboards actually have what we call traffic lights functionality. It's not just the top users. We have a built-in threshold there too. So they could be green, as they are right now. They could be yellow, they could be red. So you can not only see the top resource users, you can see if they're actually overusing. And the two charts on the bottom, I thought I'd show you guys something brand new. Because like I said, if you use System Center every day, you've seen diagrams, you've seen state views, you see alerts. But SCOM 2012 is so extensible, we're able to build absolutely unique widgets in there. And this is a heat map. Not available in any other MP, because this is custom Veeam code. Every tile is a virtual machine. The size of the tile is how much memory or CPU it's using. And the color is controlled by whether it's stressed for those resources. So it's really easy for you to see at a glance. It's very visual for you to see what's the relative resource usage of all the machines on this host, and who is actually struggling, who's got a problem, who needs more resources. Like I said, it's great working in 2012. It's such an extensible, flexible framework. And there's 1,000 uses for these heat maps we have. It's another one of my favorites. And by the way, although these heat maps, you get them with the Veeam Management Pack, but they are a widget, fully functional widget in Operations Manager, so you can use them yourself. You can build your own heat maps once you've got our MP deployed. You can build heat maps of your SQL databases, your Exchange servers, Windows. It's very flexible. You can use any metric or property to control the size and the color of the tiles. And this one's about snapshots. And this is what I mean about visualizing this environment. I know that everyone's eye in the room went to the red box, because it's red. And it's red because it has a large snapshot, which is a performance issue. It's definitely, it's overusing space, it's causing more disk I/O. And I could show this same information in a table. Again, each VM is one square. The size of the square represents the storage it's using, the space it's using, and the color is whether it has a snapshot or not, and how big is that snapshot. And I could put that in a table. I could give you columns of numbers with the same information, but your eye would not immediately jump to the one problem guy. The guy who has a large snapshot, he's not your biggest VM, but he does have a big snapshot. If you don't find these ghost snapshots that somebody took and forgot about, if you don't commit them, you can render that virtual machine unusable eventually. It's a performance issue, it's a space issue, and it can actually eventually kill the VM because the snapshot becomes too big to commit. It will just never commit. And this visualization, I think, is really important, again, across that shared environment, shared storage. Some of those other VMs on that particular LUN could be experiencing like a slowdown in storage because that VM is reading and writing more than he should because he has a snapshot. It's a performance issue, and it could be the root cause of problem somewhere else. But visualizing what's going on right now in your environment is critical to getting to that root cause. I got one more right here, right now thing to show you. This feature is actually only in our MP4 Hyper-V, where we've really extended. There is native monitoring of Hyper-V in Operations Manager, but we've built a lot of stuff on top of that. It's very valuable. Distress, pretty much everything I'll show you today is for VMware and Hyper-V. Whatever your choice of platform, we have the same features for both of those. This is a specific one because we're looking at a Windows server. It's called Veeam Task Manager for Hyper-V. And again, we're able to extend that Operations Manager framework and do stuff that just really wasn't possible before. It's only got one VM on it. Maybe I'll try another one. How about this guy? Now, Task Manager, and there's a reason we call this Veeam Task Manager. Task Manager is your IT pro tool of choice. Since Windows NT 4, right click, Task Manager. What's eating all the CPU? What's eating all the memory on this server right now? I don't know how many million times I've opened Task Manager. And you still do it today, right? Why is my server slow? Task Manager. Performance, processes, sort by CPU, sort by memory. It's very traditional, very useful, very easy administration tool, troubleshooting tool. Doesn't work in Hyper-V. You have a Hyper-V host, you open Task Manager memory, Task Manager will show you the total memory consumed, yeah, but you won't see anything about which VMs are consuming it. The processes under Task Manager won't add up to the total memory. It doesn't know anything about those VMs. And for CPU, it's even worse. CPU could show 5% in Task Manager. Really, you're using 95%, because Task Manager only shows you the CPU of the host partition. The hypervisor, like kind of virtualized Windows, really. So it won't show you anything, zero visibility of what those VMs are doing in terms of CPU. And I thought that was a shame. I thought, hey, Task Manager is great. It's like real time, it's very snappy, it's right there, it's a very useful tool. It'd be great if it worked for Hyper-V, and so we built this. And as you saw, I popped that out as a dashboard straight from Operations Manager, and it shows the host, the total. It's just like a Task Manager view, really. But this one shows you the VMs and what their resources are, what they're using in CPU and memory, and what the host total is, and these are the correct numbers. And more than that, we decided this was so useful, it's available as a free tool. It can run as a standalone application. It's really lightweight. If you're a consultant out there, you can put this on a USB stick. I mean, you go to your customers, plug it in, launch it, connect to a host, and see what's going on. That's a free download from Veeam.com, and I've got a slide later on our free tools, because we will sell you some very excellent and innovative software. But at the same time, there's a lot of great resources on Veeam.com. Free stuff, free reporting templates, free tools like this, free backup even. So I would definitely encourage you guys to go over to Veeam.com and see what we have there. I will switch back to the slides. So the present, keeping the lights on. Understanding health, availability, performance right now. It's absolutely key, and it's why we sell our management pack actually in two editions, I will mention. There's the enterprise edition, which is everything you just saw. Think of it as real time, right here, right now. Alerting, health, availability, heat maps. That's our enterprise edition. If you want to take it to the next level, next generation stuff, right sizing, optimizing, capacity planning, then you get our Enterprise Plus edition. And that's where you start to do a deeper analysis of that data you've gathered. Learning from history, I like to think of it. You've probably seen this quote before. George Santayana, American philosopher, poet, author. If you don't learn from your history, you're condemned to just repeat those mistakes, right? You've got to learn from history. I'm happy to steal his words a little bit and say if you don't learn from your gathered IT data, you'll be condemned to a non-optimized infrastructure. You've collected a huge amount of data in System Center. The data warehouse and operations manager has got performance and event data, configuration data, changes in configuration, it's all there. You just need the tools to analyze that, to dig into that data and pull out stuff that's relevant. Understand the resource usage patterns, find troublemakers, bottlenecks, hotspots, and cold spots in your environment. Right sizing is a hugely popular topic. Most virtual machines, I'm going to say most virtual machines, are over-provisioned, they're oversized for memory and CPU. So how can you boil the ocean, is a saying we have. It's a huge task. I've got so much data in Operations Manager. How do I even start digging into that and pulling useful stuff and actionable stuff out of there? I can look at charts all day. What should I do to make things better? I have a demo on that. I can see it too. I mentioned right sizing. So like I say, now we're in the Enterprise Plus MP. All of the reporting functionality, all of that analysis, that's Enterprise Plus, that's the next level. That's when you don't just want to keep the lights on, but you want to optimize, right size, streamline, make things more efficient, understand what happened then and how to make it better going forward. Right sizing reports are one of our most popular tools, actually. And it's really easy to run. Let me take data from previous month, first day. And the more data you have, the more accurate this becomes. It's running right now against all the virtual machines in your environment. I'm going to do memory and CPU. I'll just hit run. And you know the application vendors, they tend to give some, they leave some headroom when they recommend what you need to run this application. That's why customers come to IT and say, I need a VM with 8 cores and 32 gig of RAM and SSD storage on the back end, please. And maybe, you know, maybe they don't. And oversizing is a problem. It does cause knock-on performance problems in your virtual environment. So understanding how much a virtual machine is using relative to what you gave it is really important. This is quite a small lab, so you're only reclaiming 2 gigabytes of memory, but we've seen some outstanding results when this is deployed at customers. Even the larger Veeam internal labs were crazy oversized. And if you can pull back like a whole host, a whole cluster's worth of memory and know that hey, that wasn't being used. I can right size, resize those VMs, and now I've got so much more memory to play with. That's pretty good. And in terms of CPU, it's even more important. I can reclaim 8 virtual processors in this environment. We have the performance information to back that up. You know, made this report conservative by design. Just the low-hanging fruit was enough for customers to realize some really good savings. This machine's got 6 CPUs right now. Looking at its historical usage, even leaving some room above the peak, it definitely only needs 4. So you can take 2 CPUs back. And when you overallocate CPUs in a virtual environment, you're stressing the host. That host has been allocating a slice of time with 6 real cores to that VM so that it can perform true 6 core, multi-core operations. It didn't need those resources, but the host still had to schedule that. And the more VMs are oversized with too many cores, the more the host spends more time scheduling instead of running, and those VMs are not going to run well. You're going to get issues like CPU ready times, CPU dispatch time, as it's called in Hyper-V. That CPUs will spend a lot of time waiting for their turn rather than actually running the workload. So run this report. Resize, right size. We have one for undersized VMs too, but oversized is what we see most customers doing. Excessively oversizing, and the hypervisor is smart. It will do its best to schedule all those cores and share all that memory, but you're stressing it needlessly. It's not efficient. That's what I mean about next level, being more efficient in running that modern data center and getting more out of the hardware you have. Back to the deck. So you can boil the ocean if you have the right tools, right? The future. You've kept the lights on in the present. You're doing great analysis of the past. Now think about the future. Trending, forecasting, planning. When, at the rate I'm adding VMs, when will I run out of compute resources, of storage resources? How long do I have in this cluster before I need to buy more hardware, provision more storage? It's not something you want to find out on the day you run out. It's something you want to be proactive about, right? Take that historical usage. We have reports that will trend it to the future and tell you how many days you have left. And of course, the longer you've been running our beam management pack, the more data it has to chew on and the more accurate those forecasts get. But it's definitely, you don't want to run down to, I don't know, Best Buy or wherever, start buying servers and storage because you suddenly ran out. Be proactive about that. Draw those trend lines to the future. We have a host failure report too. You have a cluster, bunch of hosts. It's all HA. Everything's covered. If one host dies, can the other hosts actually run those workloads? Do they have the resources? What if 2 hosts go down? I got 6 hosts in my cluster. What if 3 go down? And we have the reports that will tell you that. We know the resource consumption. We know what the hosts have. And we've got some very nice, simple-to-use reports that will tell you how many failures you can withstand. And the trending is built into that, too. It'll tell you how many failures you can withstand of physical hosts and for how long at the current growth rates you can run while you're fixing the hardware on that host, whatever. Yeah. And hybrid cloud is the one report I want to show you right now. You'll hear a lot about hybrid cloud. It's a great option for businesses. Not everyone's moving 100% to the cloud, but not everyone can really afford to stay 100% on-premises either, right? You've virtualized, you've got a lot of benefits from that in your own data center, but moving some workloads to the cloud, maybe production, maybe test dev, pre-prod, QA, there's a lot of stuff that you could save money on by running in a cloud environment, hybrid. Some of it's in your data center, some of it's in Azure. But how do you even start to plan for that, understand what you need? Let me show you one of our reports. We have a report pack called Capacity Planning for Hybrid Cloud. And it supports VMware Hybrid Cloud, vCloud Air, and Azure. That text is tiny, sorry, man. there's some scaling thing going on here. But it's a real simple report. Again, I'll take the previous month, the first day. Oh, sorry, you can't see these buttons. Something about remote desktop session. But I'm just adding a group to this report to scope it. I'll search for machine because I know that I have a group of Hyper-V virtual machines and VMware virtual machines. I've got both in my environment. I can include both in this report. We've got, it's symmetrical. You can take a VMware cluster, say, what do I need in Azure to run that? What do I need in vCloud Air to run that? You can take a Hyper-V cluster, a bunch of VMs. What do I need to migrate that to vCloud Air or Azure? It's a completely symmetrical functionality. I'll run it for Azure. And again, we're leveraging all of that data you've collected in Operations Manager. We have all that information about those VMs, the workloads, how much CPU they use, how much memory they use. They're real figures. And we do something very simple and very useful. There's a summary of your environment. And there are the VMs you need to buy in Azure to support that. We've done more than just a really simple mapping of one CPU in your data center to one CPU in Azure. No, we've done the right sizing on the way, in flight. We've analyzed that data, and we're telling you what you really would need in Azure to run that environment. And once you know how many VMs of different classes you need, then you can start to think about the pricing, the options, talk to a consultancy, an integrator like Infront maybe, and start thinking about doing that migration. But it's definitely a really useful first step for you to start understanding what you need to start that journey to a hybrid cloud. Predicting the future, you really can do it. I mentioned already, what could be a simpler pricing model? Right, than free. Very interesting guy, Stuart Brand. You've probably seen this quote before, information wants to be free. It's part of a much broader speech. It's a very interesting kind of counterculture guy. There's a link in my deck if you want to go read about him. Interesting guy. Now, you know, there's a lot of useful stuff from Beam that's already free. We build our reports using a library of templates and linked reports, and I decided to make that library available as a free download. You guys can go to Veeam.com, get that library. It even contains trending and forecasting, template reports, state tracking, configuration tracking, performance charts. It extends the capabilities of System Center reporting. You can use it to build your own linked reports on anything you have in Operations Manager. The management pack that covers our own Veeam backup and replication application, that's free functionality. Go get a POC, a trial. Free 30-day trial of the full Veeam management pack. And at the end of that trial, you can keep the MP for backup. It will monitor Veeam backup in your environment, give you the real-time alerts on failed jobs, backup storage, proxy servers. All of that is free for you to keep. Task Manager, I already showed you. It's part of our management pack. You can get it as a standalone tool, absolutely free download. We've had thousands and thousands of downloads of that tool. It just fits a really neat niche for your Hyper-V administrator to give them that real-time performance. There's a lot more. Free monitoring tools, even free backup tools. So go to Veeam.com and check that out. I do want to mention while I'm here some of our alliance partners. Veeam, Comtrade, and NICE have formed what we're calling the MPX Alliance, MP Experts. And we're here to give you like that user to metal experience. Comtrade do a lot of great MPs on Citrix, for example. NICE have a great catalog of MPs on Oracle, on BlackBerry, on DB2, a whole bunch of stuff. And we, of course, do the virtualization, hardware, storage, and EverGlare. So we're bringing you kind of that whole integrated, better together picture. Please visit mpxalliance.com to read some more about that. Don't forget to fill in your evals, please. Have to say that. because getting the evaluations is how the speakers will poke fun at each other in the speaker room. So that's very important. Right, Mike? So just to recap, just to close off, can software really give you superpowers? If I can give you the tools to live in the present, keep the lights on, keep everything available, keep everything running, understand the past as well, analyze that data, use it to right size, optimize, find the troublemakers and fix that, make things better, and predict the future, trend, forecast, plan for hybrid cloud. I say yes. I say software can give you superpowers. So guys, thank you for your time. Enjoy System Center Universe. This is such a great event. World-class speakers here. So have a great couple of days. Enjoy their sessions. Learn from their sessions. Network with your peers. Have some fun. And leave as an IT superhero. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Alex.